It would be impossible to overstate the importance of Jesus to the Christian. We're clothed in his righteousness. He bore the wrath our sins deserved. He's changed our hearts. He's interceding for us now, and he's set us free from sin. He's reconciled us to God. Every good thing that there is to enjoy was created by him, through him, and for him. That Jesus, God in the flesh, came to earth on a rescue mission to give his life as a ransom for all who would trust in him. And on the night before he gave his life for us, he initiated what we celebrate now, communion, or the Lord's Supper. He said of a piece of bread that is meant to remind us of him and his sacrifice, he said, "This is my body, which is for you." And he said of a cup of wine, "Drink it, for this is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins." Some of Jesus' last words to his followers as he was about to complete his rescue mission, they were in essence, "Don't forget." And he gave us communion so that we might always remember. This reminds me of an emotional scene at the end of the movie Saving Private Ryan. Captain Miller was sent on a mission to rescue Private James Ryan. And in the final minutes of the movie, as he's mortally wounded, but has successfully saved Ryan, accomplishing his mission, Miller looks up and through agonal breaths whispers in his ears, "Earn this." Then we see Private Ryan years later at the tombstone of Miller, whose grave he's faithfully visited throughout the years, in remembrance of the one to whom he owes his very life. Ryan then speaks to the departed Miller at his grave, saying, "Every day I think about what you said to me on the bridge. I've tried to live my life the best that I could, and I hope that it was enough. I hope that at least in your eyes, I've earned what you've done for me." And I heard a sermon shortly after the movie's release where a pastor showed this clip, then cued the band to play emotional background music. He stood at the pulpit and with a dramatic pause, hoping to motivate greater devotion to Christ, he looked at us and said, "Have you earned it?" "No," I wanted to scream. "This is precisely not the point of the cross. This is not the point of communion. Communion is a dangerous time because I fear that far too often we are tempted to remember Jesus' sacrifice to save us just like Ryan remembered Miller's. We are always in danger of trying to bring our own merit and our own righteousness to the table where we are gathered precisely to remember Jesus's. We are not here to present our efforts to live up to Jesus's example or to earn his gift. We are here to remember him and to proclaim his death." Jesus' last words as he died were not, "Earn this." They were, "It is finished." Jesus didn't die to save worthy ones. Jesus died as the worthy one to save sinners. Jesus did not die to motivate us to earn righteousness and his favor through obedience. Jesus died for his enemies, giving us his righteousness and enabling our obedience. We must remember Jesus and his death for us. But we must remember that Jesus died precisely because we have no merit of our own. We have no merit with which we can stand before him. To remember the cross rightly, we will never try to earn anything. If you could have earned it, Galatians 2:21 tells us that Jesus wouldn't have had to die. just like Ryan's memory of those who died for him affected his day-to-day life, so your memory of the one who died for you must affect your day-to-day life. But the motive for that affecting must be completely different. To try to earn, pay back, or live up to Christ's death through your good works or righteous life is to ignore the true meaning of all that Jesus did as he died. On the cross, Jesus bore the wrath of God that you and I deserve, and Christ's righteousness was applied to us. We have earned and can earn nothing but hell. Precisely because we can't earn heaven by our own righteousness, Christ died to give us his. If you look at the cross and try to earn it, Christ didn't die for you. If you look at the cross and try to earn it, Christ didn't die for you. That's not faith, that's works. Repent. Rather, recognize Christ's finished work and trust that it is sufficient to reconcile you to God. Christ's death purchased us out of the domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. There is nothing left that you or I have to do. So now live like the new creature that God has made you, not to earn the cross, but because of what the cross has earned for you. So if you're a Christian, remember the cross today and proclaim his death through eating this bread and drinking the cup that says that Jesus Christ is your only righteousness. The only basis of your holiness before God is his justifying death. And the only reason you have the ability to do anything good now is through the sanctification that he has bought. He is our only hope for a future with him. Remember that, and then take the bread and the juice. Examine your life. Are you living a life consistent with that to which he has saved you? Are you living a holy life? Where there's sin, repent. Not to earn his grace, but repent by his grace. If you know of sin in your life, but you will not repent of it, this is not the mark of a Christian. This is a mark of a non-Christian. If by your own admission you are not a Christian, or if you're evidencing that through unrepentance, if you're evidencing that you're not a believer, please let the bread and juice pass by. But I beg you, please repent. This is not an opportunity to let the bread and juice pass by, but this is an opportunity to remember and proclaim Jesus, our only hope, our only righteousness, our everything. Men, please come forward, pass out the bread and the juice, take communion on your own. I'll close this in prayer.